Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. We're going to continue to talk about one more day here on the fear of the Lord, that precious spiritual gift that the prophet Isaiah communicates to us, describing one of the fundamental characteristics of the life of the Messiah. And his delight was to be in the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is a really, really important gift for us to be walking in. One of the descriptions in the New Testament, which is, I find, just very beautiful, simple. This is Acts chapter 9. The first nine chapters of Acts are just filled with, you know, the growth of the church, the proclamation of the gospel, being rejected by the powers that be, martyrdom, other kinds of things that are present in the early church. But as the Spirit is guiding them and strengthening them, here's a simple description that comes at the end of Acts, and I think is an apt description of what the church should look like and what the Holy Spirit wants to produce in us. It said, so the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up and walked in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied. Let me read that again. I think I might have missed something there. It says, so the church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it was multiplied. So what's the condition of the church as Luke, the author of Acts, describes it? Well, that they were at peace and they were being built up. Isn't that beautiful? They were at peace. That begins with Jesus. Remember, Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Jesus gives us a gift of peace. What is that? It's the right relationship, first of all, with God the Father. He's made peace through the blood of his cross. We're not in a hostile relationship with the Father. We're not under condemnation. We're not under ultimate judgment. But we're God's children now. And that brings peace to the soul. It's a spiritual, it's a fruit of the Spirit that works in us, that the Holy Spirit helps us come into. So it's not just a theory, it becomes a lived experience. And they were built up. That means they were strengthened. They were being strengthened by the Holy Spirit, and they were building each other up. They were helping each other aspire to following the Lord and the call of the Lord in their lives, and they were serving each other, and the community was alive. And then it says, and they were walking in the fear of the Lord. That was a fundamental characteristic of the life of the early church. And it's meant to be a fundamental characteristic of our lives. Are we walking in the fear of the Lord as we described it this whole week and its characteristics, with that sense of profound reverence and holy fear of God and resisting the powers of sin and death, our mind and heart awake, and we're filled with courage, and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to produce this gift, to help this gift grow in us, that will strengthen us and undergird so many other things in the Christian life. And then, of course, it says, and not only walking in the fear of the Lord, but in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. This is how the church multiplied. These things were operating in her. Are you experiencing the comfort of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your parish, your diocese, your ministry, your heart, your family? The comfort of the Holy Spirit. That's the assurance that our sins are forgiven, that we're children of God, that God has made his home in us, that we're temples of the living God, that the Son is preparing a place for us, right? A mansion for each of us. He's preparing a home for us, that we're already united. We're coming to realize that we're made one body in Christ. He's the head, we're the body. He's strengthening us in the sacraments and the prayer of the church, and he's giving us help. And one of the things is he wants us to be able to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit such that we actually experience the Spirit and we experience the Spirit's power and we are comforted and he brings peace and the fruits of the Spirit settle in on us or begin to grow in us. Patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, love, all of this stuff, and a holy fear of God. This precious, precious stuff that the world wants to keep us distracted from really constantly. Now, Father Lagrange is a spiritual writer from the church from the 20th century, one of the great spiritual writers. wrote a lot about these spiritual gifts and the fear of the Lord I spoke about earlier in the week. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the program this week, I encourage you to go back and listen to them on our website at renewalministries.net, or just download the Renewal Ministries app or the Ave Maria app, and the programs are accessible to you at any time. He said, at times the soul is given a vivid experience of the majesty of God, a holy fear. A soul touched by the Spirit is touched by this fear. And I want to tell a couple of stories today just to end the week of how I saw that happen in other people and how I've experienced it a few times in my own life. I remember years ago, I was in my late 20s, maybe I'd turned 30 already, and I was leading a retreat for college-age young people out at a camp not far from here. And I had been meditating on the passage from the book of Revelation where John, who is on the island of Patmos, is a pastor of seven churches in Asia Minor, and he's in the Lord's Day, and he comes under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. He's in prayer, and the Holy Spirit comes upon him and touches him, and he receives a revelation of the majesty of Jesus. So what is the book of Revelation is the unveiling, the apocalypse, the unveiling. It's, first of all, the unveiling of the man behind the plan. It's the unveiling of Jesus as bridegroom, king, judge, Lord, the faithful witness. So many things we see about Jesus is the center of it all. And then some things we come to see about how God is working in history and what human history is moving toward ultimately is the marriage feast, is what God's initial plan was at the beginning, a marriage between heaven and earth, between man and God, and the fall broke that, but God is bringing it about in Jesus. He's the bridegroom, the church is the bride. So, but there's a revelation of who Jesus is. And it's described this way. I'm not going to go into all the elements of what it means, mainly because I want to get to John's experience of him. It said, I, John, your brother, who share with you in Jesus the tribulation, so the trials and tribulation, this earth that Jesus said was going to happen, and the kingdom and the patient endurance, was on an island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches of Ephesus, of Smyrna, of Pergamum, of Thyatira, of Sardis, of Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. These are the seven churches. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like the Son of Man. So this is the description of Jesus the Messiah. It goes all the way back to Daniel and present in the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Son of Man, it's one of the titles of Jesus. Prophetic word, the prophetic sign, a messianic description as well. Clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. And his feet were like burnished bronze, refined in it like a furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. And in his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth issued a sharp two-edged sword. And his face was like the sun shining in full strength. He was getting a glimpse of the glory and majesty of Jesus and the fire that burned in him and the fire of God's love, the furnace of God's purifying fire. And it said, when I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand upon me and said, fear not, I'm the first and the last, the living one. I died, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and Hades. He's the Lord. So here's John, a pastor. His communities are struggling, some with immorality, false teaching. Some are in a good place. Some are in serious persecution and trial. And what's God's solution for the church at all times is the fact that Jesus is standing in the midst of them. And it's important for the pastor to see the Lord and to be filled with the fear of the Lord, a healthy fear of the Lord. And so here I was years ago, back in the 90s, early 90s, was it, or late 80s. And I was giving this, just beginning to give this description. And I'd given talks, to this group of people before, and, you know, just kind of ordinary talks. And I'm just like a third into the talk. And all of a sudden, just randomly, people started weeping. And a couple of these young people, you know, late college years, a couple of grad students, just got up and walked to a different part of the room and laid on the ground and just started crying out to God. And some of them started wailing. Some of them started repenting. And it was an amazing thing. And I'm sitting there thinking, hey, I'm only a third of the way through the talk. The best stuff is still to come. But it really, in a certain way, had nothing to do with the talk. It was a moment of grace when the fear of the Lord came. And as Father Lagrange described it, he said, the soul at times can come to a vivid experience of the majesty of God in holy fear that touches the soul. And it was a profound moment. It happened a couple of times like that. When I get to heaven, by God's grace, if I end up there and I'm confident by God's grace that he'll pull it off for me, is to say, Lord, why did it happen the way it happened? And why didn't it happen more? It's just a mystery to the whole thing. But it was astounding to see how cut to the heart they were. And some of them were trembling. I mean, literally trembling before God. And then a few years later, I was in an experience, I was praying with a group of leaders in the neighborhood here, and we were about to start a meeting. And in the context of this meeting, we decided to have a little prayer time, and we were just going to just pray peacefully. And then what happened was, in that moment, I felt the Holy Spirit come on me. And then I started feeling the fear of God in a very deep and profound way. And I ended up laying on the floor, and it felt like he was getting closer and closer, and there was like a burning fire inside me. And I sensed the Lord being there. And it's like he touched his tongue with his pointer finger. And then he touched my forehead. And I started coughing. And I was being delivered of something. Like there was something in me that the Lord wanted to purify, that needed to be purified. Because like you, I'm a weak and sinful guy. I'm on the journey of growing in holiness. And when that happened, I was just laying there and I couldn't get off the floor, but I felt the holiness of God. And it was like an awesome experience. And then I saw like the Lord walking his profile, and then he turned and his eyes were flaming fire. And I felt like he said, I'm risen from my throne. You will see a coming of the Lord in your lifetime. There will be a revelation of the Son of Man in your lifetime. And I felt like in an instant, he was saying, you're going to see in your lifetime a working of God in which the fear of God is going to come on the earth. The fear of God is going to come on the land. And when the fear of the Lord comes, when God's judgments come, people learn righteousness, the scripture says. And it was like in an instant, experienced all this stuff. But I was so overcome. I was like shouting. I was on the ground. Oh my God, God is so holy, you know, and the fear of him was in me. And it's interesting. It's very humbling. It's purifying, but it's also exalting, and it's renewing, and he's taking things out of, in the moment, taking things out of me, putting things into me. He's helping me see because I need to be able to see. And friends, this is the kind of thing Father Lagrange is talking about. And I know lots of people have had different experiences like this with the Lord. Those who are hungering after him, those who are fearing him, they're not seeking those experiences. I wasn't seeking that experience. I was just seeking God. And I was with these friends, and it was just a moment in which God wanted to speak to us as a group and me personally too in the midst of it. And God does this as we seek him, as we go after him, as we obey him, as we surrender to him. He's got plans, and at different times he knows what we need and what he wants to give us, reveal to us, put in us. But we have to be in gear. We have to be seeking him. We have to be pursuing him and loving him with the grace that he gives us and giving it all. Just seek him. Don't worry about getting all this stuff. Just seek him and let him bring what he wants to bring. He'll do it because he loves you. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.